This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU weed scientist Brian Jenks from the North Central Research Extension Center. Brian, pigweeds are becoming more of an issue across the region, several species of it. Tell us why this is a growing concern.
Pigweeds are a growing concern because they are developing resistance to some of our major herbicides. We've got a couple that we've dealt with for quite a few years, like red root and prostrate pigweed, but other species like Pall Amaranth, water hemp, and Palmer are newer to us in the last 5 to 15 years, and they are the ones that are more of a concern in developing resistance. But even red root pigweed, Pall Amaranth develop resistance to group 2s, but it's the water hemp and Palmer that are resistant to many other different modes of action.
All right, good stuff, Brian. And hey, we'll have more on pigweed identification when we come back.
Patriot Fire and Safety is growing fast, and we're looking for people who want a career, not just another job. We're currently hiring two positions. If you're the kind of person who enjoys working independently, solving mechanical problems, and would rather be out in the field instead of stuck in the shop, our mobile fire apparatus technician position could be the opportunity you've been waiting for. If working in the shop is more your style, we're also hiring an in-shop technician position. No matter which path fits you best, you'll be joining a rapidly growing company with opportunities to learn and advance. This is more than a paycheck. Based outside Minot, North Dakota, our technicians help keep fire departments and EMS agencies mission ready. Mobile technicians travel throughout the upper Midwest, servicing fire apparatus and ambulances and equipment installations from our facility. Every day is different, and the work you do directly supports the first responders who protect our communities. For more info or to apply today, call Cooper at 701-7 720-7881. That's 701-720-7881.
Talking pigweeds today on Ag Issues with Brian Jenks. And Brian, how does one identify pigweed and its various species?
We need to start looking at the leaf shape and the hairiness on the stems and the leaves. With red root pigweed, we're looking for a lot of hairs on the stems. With prostrate pigweed, it's growing close to the ground in kind of a rosette formation, more rounded leaves. With Pall Amaranth, it might look a little closer to red root pigweed, where it's not quite as hairy as red root pigweed. But then water hemp and Palmer don't have any hair on the leaves or stems at all. Water hemp, we're looking for more narrow leaves. And if you find cotyledons, you're looking for more egg-shaped cotyledons. With Palmer, you're looking for longer petioles than the leaf blade, and then no hair.
All right. Good stuff, Brian. Thanks for that. And that brings this report to a close. If you missed one, check us on the website, agissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Patriot Fire and Safety. First responders taking care of first responders. By Peak Nutrition in Minot and Reset Nutrition in Carrington. Protein shakes, energy teas. And enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.